The English port city of Liverpool has gone through a second night of rioting. Martha Teichner reports hand-to-hand fighting as police clashed with rioters in the streets.
Forced repeatedly to retreat, the unarmed police at one point had to withdraw entirely from a section of the Toxteth district. Their only protection, plastic riot shields. The rioters used every conceivable weapon against the police. A cement mixer was turned into a battering ram. There were petrol bombs. Fire hoses were turned on authorities. Over 100 police officers were injured. The troubles in Liverpool cannot be called a race riot. Both black and white teenagers chose as their specific target the police. The police explanation for the violence, a planned attack by hooligans. But community leaders had another explanation. They claim the disturbances have been brewing for a long time, brought on by heavy-handed behavior on the part of the police in an area where young people, both black and white, are the victims of an economy that can provide them few prospects. April's Brixton riots all over again. By contrast, Friday night's rioting in London's Southall district was clearly racial. Hundreds of skinheads, white members of the National Front, and other fascist groups were bussed into Southall, a racially mixed immigrant area, for a concert. Police intervened to keep the skinheads and hundreds of Asians apart. Martha Teichner, CBS News, London.
British police used tear gas for the first time last night in quelling the riots of Liverpool. About 200 policemen were injured. A local politician says the amount of destruction can never have been seen in a British city under the rule of law in this century. Liverpool's first troubles seem to stem from race, young whites fighting the mostly West Indian immigrant youths in the battle zone. But now, according to the police superintendent, Laurie Blackburn, all sides seem to have it in for the police.
Certainly a mixture of young people, both black and white, ranging from the ages of 14 up to 20 years of age. And they are generally having a go at the police officers, but there is also the criminal element which came in last night. And they were involved in some of the looting, there's no doubt about that.
For the first time ever outside Northern Ireland, British police used tear gas today to bring an end to another night of rioting in Liverpool. During the past two nights, more than 200 police were injured in fighting in one of the city's poorest sections. And the riots are a source of concern to government officials in London, as Dan Revive reports.
Prime Minister Thatcher described the weekend violence as terrible. In her words, most of us did not think that these kind of things could happen in our country. Mrs. Thatcher said that the police must be protected and that the problems that caused the riots should be investigated. Her Home Secretary, William Whitelaw, later told Parliament that policemen will be provided with better protective headgear and fireproof clothing.
Violence of this nature cannot be tolerated in a free society. The government is determined to see that people are protected. Those to whom we entrust this task must have the full support of all community leaders and the whole nation.
Speaking for the opposition Labour Party, Roy Hattersley.
The causes of such incidents are social and economic, and until the social and economic circumstances are changed, such incidents are likely to continue.
Hattersley called on the government to do more to help decaying cities. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher said it best. Most of us, she said, did not think it could happen in our country. She spoke as British police prepared for the possibility of a third night of rioting in the dank slums of Liverpool. John Blackstone reports.
Last night's rioting has been described as one of the most serious incidents of public disorder ever seen in England. Police were overwhelmed by the rioters. 200 policemen were injured. 40 were still in hospital today. There are reinforcements from nearby towns now standing by. For the first time ever, police fired CS gas at rioters in England. Now they threaten to fire rubber bullets if rioting continues. This is the third outbreak of street rioting in England since the spring. The riots have all been slightly different, but the underlying cause seems to be the same. High youth unemployment and apparently insensitive policing. The Liverpool neighborhood of Toxteth was described by older residents today as a scene from wartime. Burned-out buildings, brick-strewn streets, several stores, a dance hall, and a century-old gentleman's club all went up in flames. Toxteth is a neighborhood with a large black population and high unemployment among both blacks and whites. Both blacks and whites took part in the rioting. It was not so much a race riot, said one city councilor, as a whole neighborhood rising up in anger. John Blackstone, CBS News, Liverpool.
Despite government appeals and warnings, Britain suffered a seventh consecutive night of violence in its streets. We get details from CBS News correspondent Tom Fenton in London.
The incidents last night and this morning were mostly small-scale and highly localized, but they occurred in a widely scattered number of depressed urban areas throughout England. There were sporadic outbreaks of street fighting and looting in several working-class districts of London, in Chester, and again in Liverpool and Manchester. Faced with what appears to be an epidemic of street violence, Prime Minister Thatcher's government has decided to strengthen the powers of the police and courts to deal with the problem. Among measures being considered are a new riot act, improved equipment, including water cannons for unarmed British police, and legislation to make parents pay the fines of children under 17. The government is also planning cash aid for city areas where housing is poor and unemployment is high. Home Secretary William Whitelaw, who went to inspect Manchester today, said he personally opposes the use of troops in what the government calls mainland Britain as opposed to Northern Ireland. But he refused to rule this out completely if there were outbreaks of extreme violence. Tom Fenton, CBS News, London.
There's been more rioting in England, a week of it now, and the government is even thinking of using troops to keep order. Martha Teichner reports from London.
Brixton, the area of London devastated by rioting in April, has erupted again tonight after a black businessman was arrested. Hundreds of young people, most of them black, looted stores and then turned on police, even though the man who had been arrested was released and toured the area calling for peace. Today, Britain's Home Secretary, William Whitelaw, announced that because of the climate of racial unrest here, all public marches and gatherings in Britain, except for the royal wedding, would be forbidden until August 10th. Earlier, Whitelaw left open the possibility that British troops would be used to put down riots if they were as serious as those in Liverpool earlier this week. There were disturbances in four cities overnight: London, Liverpool, Manchester, and the city of Hull. The week's violence has prompted the government to consider tougher riot laws and to provide police more equipment to stop rioters and to protect themselves, for example, allowing them to use water cannons. Martha Teichner, CBS News, London.
Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher visited Liverpool today for the first time since the rioting began in England, and she showed the strain.
They have been the most worrying days. The most worrying days. That I do indeed say. But we haven't had very much sleep. It's no earthly good stopping at that. You've got to try to get over it, and I think almost any woman will tell you this. Women are very useless. Life has to go on.
It was a careful, discreet visit, heavy with security and with resentment against her. Doug Tunnell has a report.
Crowds of demonstrators led by activists from several left-wing political parties chanted, jeered, and booed Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher in Liverpool today, only moments before she had called on all Britons to patch up their differences following 10 days of violence in Britain's racially mixed working-class neighborhoods. Thatcher toured the Toxteth district of the city, where rioting over a week ago ravaged whole blocks of shops, offices, and buildings. Security was tight for her unannounced visit. She met with selected leaders of Liverpool's black community and visited the city's police, who were key targets for the rioters. Mrs. Thatcher voiced some strong support for the forces of law and order. Her government hopes to speed up trials for the estimated 2,500 arrested in disturbances around Britain. She said changes in British law designed to give police broader powers of arrest were being considered. Thatcher said that record unemployment was not the only reason for the recent rioting, but she acknowledged that her government did not yet have all the answers as to why the violence erupted and how it could be avoided in the future. Doug Tunnell, CBS News, Liverpool.